we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little. We're here, another edition of White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Let's see what's coming up today. We have Rappa from the Beantown, Boston, coming up. Octane. But first, actually, we have Jeff Tunnel. I forgot about that. Jeff Tunnel up first. I'm sorry. Then we have Octane, okay? Then we have Lenny Schwartz, okay? But first, we have Phony Call segment coming up, okay? On Mondo, okay? Because Mondo, who's been my former co-host, okay, of the Derek Shapiro Show, he's one of the nicest guys, okay? The other day I was at his house in East Providence, and he thinks we can't get him, okay? So we're going to do that, and Lenny Schwartz, who's come up later in the interview, Lenny Schwartz is going to help me out with this, you know, fractured phony call segment, okay? This phony call segment. So we'll see if we can get him, okay? But first, before we get to Jeff Tuttle, okay, I'm going to play Rolla's song, I'm Gonna Love You, featuring Rebel and my daughter, London Shapiro, here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show!
Don't make it take away what we do, what we say. It'll remain a secret till my dying day. You be seen, inspire, make me feel invincible. Whenever you bless me with your presence, you don't complete me. It's more like we're one, like identical twins. You cry, I cry, you're happy, then so am I. Lift me up, keep me from giving up. See the town inside, it's just a few of the things you do to make me feel special inside. And if I die this moment in time with you by my side, it'd be safe to say I live life full of prosperity. Woman, you are my life, and I need you for my wife.
Records presents Rolla Obstacles mixtape out now. Our latest hits, I'm Gonna Love You and Love Jones. Here are our latest hits on www.rollazone.com. Yes, www.rollazone.com. If you want her latest CD, just contact Reality Resource Music Management at yahoo.com. Reality Resource Music Management at yahoo.com or call 401-432-7337. 401-432-7337. Rolla Obstacles mixtape out now. All right, so, before we get to the phony calls, I'm going to play another song before we get to phony calls. Dave, my producer, you produce this next song?
Yes, it's a band called Murderverse.
Okay, did you write it too or no?
No, I didn't write it. Okay. They came in, they wrote it. The band we're developing here at White Noise Studios.
Okay, and what's the song called?
It is called The Do's and Don'ts of Everyday Life.
All right, here's The Do's and Don'ts with Everyday Life here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show. store for pets, Aquinic Aquarium and Pet Deli. Yes, go call them at 401-847-3361 or go visit them at 957 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. Yes, 957 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. That phone number again, 401-847-3361, Aquinic Aquarium and Pet Deli. Everything for your pet needs. Now, this next segment, we'll be calling Armando Machado. Mondo, of course, my co-host. And I'm going to be dialing it right now. Okay, let's see. David Pezza, my producer, is going to do this. And Lenny Schwartz, the actor, who's coming up later, I'm interviewing, is going to help me out with this. Okay. Let's call right now. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Armando Machado.
That's me speaking. How you doing?
How's it going? This is Michael Green calling from Channel 12 on behalf of Susan Hogan, the call for action.
Oh, yeah.
You called us, I think, in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I was told you were to receive a scholarship worth about $2,000, or you only granted $1,000 for the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah.
That's true? All right. Yeah. Well, I'm calling because we're not able to proceed with the story because we have a couple of reasons. We were told that you make more than what you're qualified for, and our sources tell us you were connected to the mob. Can you confirm those rumors? Or because you were born and raised in Federal Hill, and now you live in East Providence with your parents and brother. We're just trying to get some verification on that.
If I'm connected to the mob.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things going on, bodies piling up and stuff. We're just wondering, if you can confirm those rumors or whatever. Can you please go on record with that?
Yeah, the rumors are true, yeah.
They're true, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, tell us, have you yourself ever, shot someone? Miss Hogan was just wondering, so.
No, I haven't.
You haven't actually done that? So we're not able to proceed with the story. We apologize. It just seems like a bunch of bull, actually, to be honest with you. That's what Mrs. Hogan, that's official statement from that. I'm sorry to just put that, but yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say, or? Hello? Mr. Machado? Mr. Machado?
All right,
want to go with the second one?
You have no poker face whatsoever.
We'll
just say this is a joke.
You have
no poker face whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right, there's
yeah.
a pooch and you blew it.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead. I'm going to call up and say, hello? This is...
Yeah. Hold Can we make a deal with him?
Yes, make a deal.
Time to make a deal.
I'm going to say, this will lose yourself.
Hold on. I want to do the other one.
No, can't do that one.
You can't.
Just say, make a deal. I want to confess something.
Hey, is this Armando Machado?
Yes.
Hey, this is Michael Green calling from Channel 12. It seems we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. No, I don't know what happened. Are you okay over there? We're just wondering if you can confirm those rumors.
What are the rumors again?
That you were connected with the mob.
Can you say that louder?
That you're connected with the mob. Is that correct?
As in the Italian mafia?
Yes.
And, you want to know if I'm connected with him?
We're trying to run a story. We've gone another way with the story, actually, now. And we're just trying to figure out if you are connected with that, so.
Well, I'm in the mob.
Oh, really? Are you, a kingpin, or?
Huh?
Are you, a kingpin or a boss, or,
Yeah, because I got my limo that's picking me up in about 10 minutes. I got to go do something.
Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. We need you to do me a favor. We have to make a deal. Hang on 1 second. One deal, because in the mob, there's deals. Can you just hang on this 1 sec?
Yeah.
Yeah, the deal is, you have a pen?
Excuse me?
Do you have a pen on you?
A pen? Yeah, I got a pen.
Yep. All right, can you take down this number?
Yeah.
It's 401-432-7337.
Yeah.
Hey, call Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Mondo, did I get you? Mondo? Hello?
I'm going to call him back.
Oh, gee.
Oh.
Hey, this is Mondo from Mondo Music, professional DJ.
Oh, I think I got him.
Phone call. Please leave name, your number, the message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. At the tone.
I love it. It's so hardly wrong.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or one for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Mondo, this is Mondo, this is Derek. Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. You just were on the phony call segment. You didn't think I could get you the other day, but I got you. Hopefully, well, call me back here if you get this, okay? All right, thank you very much. And up next is Jeff Tuttle from Tennessee. But first, this is Mondo featuring Rolla Without You here on Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
That was funny. I love when things go horribly wrong.
Everything's all messed up. And I'm laying here without you. Ooh.
It's like my walls came crashing down when I heard those words in your mouth that it's over now. We built so much, been through so much. Now look what the, I knew you were a, but I loved you. Since the day that I saw you down on Fifth Ave, I had to have you. I knew it wouldn't last, I had to make a pass. A girl like you was too good to pass up. Now I'm just crushed, your ways are just messed up. Got me all twisted, and I'm all messed up. You're poison, and I'm a rotten apple. I played the game and lost, but now I just lost it. All the times we had, we shared, we loved. Is it all gone now, cause the shit we done? Whatever happened, now I do forever. For rich, for poor, I still do forever, cause I can't live this world without you.
Network. Go to 621 Route 23 South in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. For everything from their own brand of coffee, Signature Gourmet Coffee, and their handcrafted espresso drinks. Go visit them again at 621 Route 23 South in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, past Oak Farms and Garden Center before Jackson Avenue. Their telephone number is 973-831-0031. Again, 973-831-0031. Ooh, they do lattes and espresso, frozen drinks and smoothies. The Brew Network. Go see my friend Nina and tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, now our first guest here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, is Jeff Tuttle from Tennessee. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Derek.
Yes, thank you for letting me interview you today. So tell me, where do you live in Tennessee?
I live in Hendersonville, which is like 10 minutes outside of Nashville.
Really? So,
yes, if anybody's familiar where Johnny Cash lived, Conway Twitty, I live right in that same town.
Really? And when did you first get started into country music?
In 1989.
1989. Oh, let's see, how old was I then? I was about, we won't go back there. But
15 years ago.
15 years ago. Wow. Now, how old are you now, by the way, if I may ask?
I'm 45 years old.
45 years old. Wow. And how many CDs have you released since you started back in 1989?
This is my fourth.
Your fourth CD? And what's the name of this latest CD?
Living Like a Millionaire and Ain't Got a Dime.
Really? That's like
not
me.
My wife.
Really? Just like myself. You know, I live like a millionaire, but I don't have no dime on me right now. Especially after I get finished with this show, you know? Now, tell me about your latest album. Tell me about what aspects you had to put into it and how did you write it and everything like that.
Well, I was fortunate enough to meet Larry Butler, who, if anybody's not familiar with Larry, produced Kenny Rogers, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Wayne, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He even produced an album on the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, Larry was the president of Capitol Records and the president of RCA Records.
Right.
He's now in semi-retirement, and fortunate for me that he produced my CD.
Awesome. And now, are you signed right now, or are you still trying to get signed?
Well, right now I'm not signed. We do have our own record label, and we have had interest from some of the national labels, the major labels. But right now, we've decided to go as an independent.
Awesome.
That'll change in the future, but we have a good deal going right now, and that we're comfortable with.
And what record label is that?
New Hill Records.
New Hill Records?
New Hill Records.
All right. And we're going to be playing your first song over here. I like this song. I was listening to it the other day on MySpace, of course. It's Living Like a Millionaire. Tell me about this song, Living Like a Millionaire.
Living Like a Millionaire. That was the first song I wrote. And my friends, they always would tell me, you know, Jeff, you're living like a millionaire. But I didn't have $1 million, so the phrase ended up living like a millionaire and had a name, and a couple of friends told me, you've got to write that song.
All right.
And that was the first song I ever wrote.
Is this on your latest album?
Yes, it sure is. It's on the latest album. It's also the title of the album.
Okay. Well, here is Living Like a Millionaire. Here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm traveling around the country like a rambling man. From state to state, town to town with a five-piece band. I've seen and done it all in record time. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Met them all, Grandpa Jones to Billy Ray. I'm living this country music every single day. What a hell of a climb. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Ain't
every single day. I don't keep no stash. This country music's burning deep in this heart of mine. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Chances were slim that it would take a whole lot of money just to be like them. I didn't have the cash, but man, I sure had the time. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Ain't got a dime, but I spend my time like it's hard-earned cash. I spend it all every single day.
Romantic Nights Candle Company. Go to 2260 West Shore Road, the Purple Store on Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-921-4577. They have hand-pured, crafted with pride, the finest candles in all of New England. Comfort home scents, romantic scents. Yes, at Romantic Nights Candle Company, 2260 West Shore Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number again is 401-921-4577. The internet web address is www.mcandl.com. Again, www.mccandle.com. Or go to the email at mtcnitcandle@aol.com. We are back here on White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, joined by Jeff Tuttle in Tennessee. You said in Hendersonville, Tennessee, you said?
Hendersonville, yes.
Yes, okay. And tell me about what country artists or any other genres of music or artists do you like?
Well, actually, you know, that's a tough question because being a songwriter, I appreciate every kind of music.
Okay.
I grew up listening to Bob Seger, obviously being from the Detroit, Michigan area.
Sure.
And also as far as Ted Nugent and Alice Cooper. Up in the Midwest, I was exposed to a lot of the different genres of music, and I really love it all.
So what brought you...
I have a passion for country music, obviously.
So what brought you to
the
passion...
That's where my
roots are from. Yeah, what brought you to the passion to country music?
Well, I think my family, being from the South, and even though I listened to every type of music, country music was always played around me, and... if you were open-minded, it was hard not to get attracted to George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Merle Haggard. You know, it was just great music.
Sure.
And, I just love the message behind the music and the sincerity of it.
And what places do you like to perform at, you know, in Tennessee or any other states?
I played all over the country.
Really? And what's one of your favorite places?
My favorite place to play is back in my hometown. It's a show that Detroit, Michigan hosts once a year. It's called the Detroit Downtown Hoedown.
Really?
And it actually draws over 1 million people, and it's the largest outdoor concert in North America.
Really? You know, by the way, I'm glad you said hoedown, because I actually have a Derek Shapiro hoedown, okay? And I had I had a Derek Shapiro show concert recently here in Rhode Island, there was no country music played, okay? I asked someone to bring country music, you know? I don't know if you remember that song. What was that song? I can't even think of that song. But anyway, I did a country hoedown to the B-52s, okay? what was that song called? Yeah, what was that song by the 52? Is the 80s song, you know?
Love Shack.
Love Shack, yes, Love Shack. Thank you, Lenny.
No problem.
Okay, he's going up next, Lenny Schwartz. It was Love Shack. So I was doing a country hoedown to Love Shack, okay? It was awesome, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I have a hoedown. If you want to see, if you ever come to Rhode Island, I'm going to show you my hoedown. I want to try to make it popular, okay? So I do have a little country in me a little bit. No. But anyway, now, do you write your own songs or do you have help with that?
Say that one more time, Garrett, please.
Yes. Do you write your own songs or do you have help with your songs?
I do both. I write my own songs and then I co-write, and I also, when we're looking for songs for albums, I look to the record companies here in town, publishing companies. I want to put the best songs that I can possibly put on my album.
Okay. And tell me about this next song, Long Neck Story. Is this because I have a long neck? No. Tell me about the song.
Long Neck Story, sir. I mean, when I first heard the song, unfortunately, I did not write the song.
Okay.
When I heard the song, it was just a fun song, and I thought that was a song that we could have fun with and that the country fans would like, and I was honored to get to record.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for speaking with us today. Up next is Octane, but first is Long Neck Story here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, yeah. I must have had a ball.
Greenwich Town Pizza Dance Place. Call them at 401-392-3092. 401-392-3092. Phone ahead or dine in at 780 Victory Highway, exit 5B off of Route 95. Again, 780 Victory Highway, exit 5B off of Route 95. Less than a quarter mile from the highway. Truck access open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sundays, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. So go to West Greenwich Town Pizza for your pizza satisfying needs. Now we're back here on White Noise Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with rapper Octane from Boston, Mass. Now, welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Oh, actually, step a little bit closer to the microphone. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of it. You can be afraid of me, but not the microphone. No, I'm kidding. Now, please, tell me about how you got started in hip-hop and rap music.
Well, I actually started skateboarding, doing that for years, broke my arm, was out of commission, picked up an MPC, you know, drum machine, started making beats, didn't know anybody that rapped. I said, hey, I'll do it myself.
Really?
Yeah.
So you make beats, huh?
Yep.
Really? And now, you're a white rapper, of course.
Yep.
And how hot is it to competing in this genre with, you know, being a white rapper?
Well, I mean, you just get looked at differently, you know. You go on stage, people are like, no way, this kid raps. I mean, even people that I went to school with look at me like, you rap, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, man, it's funny.
Yep. And people look at me on the streets and say, boy, you do a radio show? Oh, no. and tell me, what do you use when you make beats? What do you use?
The MPC and the Triton.
And Triton, okay.
Yes.
And now, what do you work with? Now, who do you work with rapping other than, you know, like, who do you collide with now?
I'm working with Jay Smooth heavily, my man Graphic by Design, who's actually here today, you know.
Oh, that's you, okay, in the background. Come to the microphone for a second.
Hey.
And what's your name now, you said?
Graphic by Design.
Okay. And you collide too?
Yeah.
And you're a producer too?
Yeah, and
okay.
A DJ.
And DJ. And how is it working and colliding with different people? You know, how does that shape your music?
Shapes it real good, because some people have a different style, like Graphic here, he likes the old school hip hop, you know, the drum breaks and all that. And I'm more of, you know, playing out the beats. He likes sampling the drum loop, you know, just makes it better.
And what do you do other than rapping? Do you have a job? Do you have a, you know, too?
Yeah, I actually work at a car dealership.
Car dealership. So what cars do you sell?
I don't sell cars. I just valet them.
Valet them. Oh, okay. So okay, you can valet my car after this, okay?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
All right. And in addition, what things do you like to rap about? Do you like to rap about valeting cars or no?
Nah, whatever, you know, I usually put a beat on and whatever, the beat will tell me what to do. It, you know, it talks to me kind of in a way.
Okay.
It will tell me what to write, you know.
So could you freestyle? Like Jay Smooth, last time I interviewed him, he freestyled. Could you, like, freestyle something about the Derek Shapiro Show?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you? My man's going to beatbox and I'll freestyle. How's that?
All right.
Yeah. Yo. We at the Derek Shapiro Show, going full of flow, toe to toe. I don't even know what to say, yo. We up in the studio, in the sound booth. Here's proof, yo. Nothing but the truth. This Octane off the brain, going insane with my man Derek. Yo, we earn merits like we're in the army. I don't know what to say. Here we go, hit you with hooks like Cassius Clay. I got the syllables off the tip of the tongue. I'm 22 years young, that's how it goes. We got a show April 7th. In Pawtucket, yo, come check it out. I know you'll love it.
All right, yes, awesome, awesome, right. awesome. And now tell me about this first song that we're gonna be playing here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. What's this first song about?
The first song is called Daily Dose. You know, the album's called Daily Dose of Hip Hop because there's a lot of watered down stuff out there.
Yeah,
you gotta listen to it once a day to get your daily dose. You know, it's like your vitamin. So,
okay,
the song is just real hip hop in true form.
All right, well, here is Daily Dose here on White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Soft hip hop, yeah, 07, this is my year to the rich cats and chicks on welfare. Yeah, hip hop is here, my daily dose of hip hop, yeah, 07, this is my year to the rich cats and chicks on welfare. Yeah, hip hop is here.
Yo, I grab grab the mic and instantly make classics. I rock the crowd at sound check when I practice. I'm the reason why gymnasts do backflips. Rappers getting out of line, getting their back split. That's it, this the way I rhyme. This the way I hustle and I wait for mine. I stack my dimes as I pass the time. I gotta do this shit quick before my passion dies. It's like a psychological release, lyrics over beats. And Billy sounds special when you really bringing heat. I'm heading up towards my peak, so get out your seat. I bring fire every time and you continue to sleep. That's fine by me, you can do as you like. You a battle rapper, son, I might ruin your life. Yo, these cats is left, I be doing it right. This is my gift from God, he helped show me the light. Yeah. My daily dose of hip hop, yeah. 07, this is my year. To the rich cats and chicks on welfare, yeah. Hip hop is here. My daily dose of hip hop, yeah. 07, this is my year. To the rich cats and chicks on welfare, yeah. Hip hop is here. Not a rapper that shoots to kill, but I'm harder to stop than a fat dude running downhill. Watch the sound spilling bump in your ears. Your set sits the crowd down like it's musical chairs. I'm too ill to compare myself to another cat. A&R say I'm too grimy, they ain't touching that. They ain't fucking with the sound that I bring. All my fans say it's dope, yo, I found my thing. Rapping a box records, you know the squad. Cats know my face from Boston down to Cape Cod. Team on point, son, that's what's up, that's what's up. You feelin' this, crack a dutch, then blast this up. Real hip-hop, you'll never have enough. Yo, these cats ain't rough, they just pawns in the game. This my solo project, now know the name, Octane. My daily dose of hip-hop, yeah, 07, this is my year. To the rich cats and chicks on welfare, yeah, hip-hop is here. My daily dose of hip-hop, yeah, 07, this is my year. To the rich cats and chicks on welfare, yeah, hip hop is here. Daily dose, daily dose, daily dose.
America's foremost martial arts center. Go see my friend Jesse Harding. Yes, he's chief instructor and director. MACAGS. Go to 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. His phone number is 401-847-0184. Again, 401-847-0184. From everything from self-defense and fitness for men and women and children. Go visit him online at www.valarismartialarts.org. Again, www.valarismartialarts.org. Yes, go visit him, Valaris, America's foremost martial arts center. See my friend Jesse Harding. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. And we are back here on White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Back with Octane, of course, and Beantown, of course. Now, whereabouts do you live in Massachusetts? Do you actually live in Boston?
No, I live right outside Boston in a city called Waltham.
Waltham, I like that, okay. What's Waltham about? Is it a small town, big town?
It's kind of big. I mean, little suburb right outside of Boston, you know.
Sure, sure. And what do you do in your spare time other than rapping and other than, you know, working the car dealership?
I have no life. I'm seriously in the studio all day, every day. If I'm
really
not working in the studio till 3 in the morning, get up, go to work, come back to the studio.
Really? So how late were you in the studio last night?
Till like 3:30.
And where's your studio? In your basement?
In my sister's house, yeah.
Your sister's house, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, awesome. So you must be tired. You drink a lot of coffee?
Oh, yeah.
All right, all right. And what other rap artists do you look up to other than yourself and other than other musicians and other different genres? Who do you look up to?
Well, I pretty much only listen to hip-hop, so I listen to people like, you know, Gangsta Guru, you know, from Boston doing his thing. This cat out of Ohio called Copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Check for him. He's doing big things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what's the best place that you performed at?
Waterworks. Hands
Waterworks.
Down.
Really? Yep. Where's that?
It's in Quincy. It's an outdoor club right in Quincy, right on the water. Did a show there. It was live.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to give any shout-outs today to anybody?
Jay Smooth was popping. You know, Just Listen, one of my producers. C. West out in Vegas. I'm actually going out in Vegas in 2 weeks to do an album out there. So
really?
Anyone in Vegas, holler at me, I'll be out there.
And are you going to be clowning with anybody special in Vegas?
My man C. West and QT out there.
Oh, and they're from Vegas. Okay.
Yeah, they're from Vegas.
And are you going to perform out there?
They're trying to get a show the week I'm out there. So
really,
hopefully.
Where Caesar's Palace or
I have no idea where it is.
and when you typically go to a place like Vegas, is it your first time in Vegas?
Yep.
Okay, and when you typically go to a casino, how much do you usually bet?
Well, let's just say I walk out broke.
Oh, me too. Yes. You're one of them too. Okay, yeah. So not that, I was only me that walks out broke when I go to a casino. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
But you must go to the buffets. That's the best part of the casino. Not winning the money, but the buffets. Because I like to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
You know, and when I eat, you know what I'm saying? You know something? I want to tell you a story, okay? Just a little quick little story. You know, my dad was going to, you know, take me to a strip joint, okay, before I get married. Now, my wife says, if you go to that strip joint, okay, Rolla, okay, you know, Rolla, the singer, says, if you go to that strip joint, okay, I'm not going to marry you. So I said, okay, let me go to a buffet. They have the same things at a buffet, okay, they have a strip joint. They have legs, they have breasts, you know, chicken breasts, you know what I'm saying? And the desserts are both, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter what, you're going to fulfill, and you leave full at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, right? True. Now, where can people contact you? On MySpace, of course, right?
Yep, myspace.com/octanemusic.
Octane Music, okay.
Yep.
And any phone number they could contact you or just that?
Yeah, they can hit me at 781-266-7169.
That's good. So when I do my phony call segment, I can make sure I crank call you.
Try it.
And do you have an email address at all?
Yes, it's flownametain@yahoo.com.
All right. I'm going to be sending you emails too, okay?
Okay.
A lot of those Gmails too, you know what I'm saying? Emails that just trash emails. I do that all the time to my friends.
All right.
And tell me about the second song that you're going to be playing.
Second song is called Hard Times. It's featuring my man, The Oracle. You know, he's coming up. We're doing an album together called Challenging My Patience. We're known as the Valiant Warriors, so check for that too this summer.
Okay, great. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, but up next is Lenny Schwartz.
I'd rather be alone than bombarded with love. Love becomes slain than we yearn for a hug. Looking to the Lord above, do you denies my pain? Please help me change. Embedded in my brain is the pain I cause to those who truly love me. The truth is, the world is better off without me. Motherfuckers doubt me, so I live in isolation. Trapped in a nation with negative infatuations. A revelation, shots of rum keep me numb. Contemplating suicide, but I know I won't succumb. The love is gone, traumatized by depression. I prophesize I'll find divine intervention. Got good intentions, but never appreciated. It's self-destruction, but I stay inebriated. It's time wasted, cancer risk to my sanity. Betray my family is an act of inhumanity. Wanna thank my family, I'm indebted to you. I sacrificed my life for yours, death is beautiful. You gotta understand, I'm truly ready to die. The enemy of mankind, I view life with these distorted eyes.
These hard times got my face in my palms. That's why it's therapeutic for me to write this song. Will you really miss me on the day that I'm gone? Would you sacrifice your life to shelter me from harm? These hard times got my face in my palms. That's why it's therapeutic for me to write this song. Will you really miss me on the day that I'm gone? Would you sacrifice your life to shelter me from harm? My whole life they never thought that I would be a winner. That's why I'm in the lab while my family's eating Christmas dinner. It's hard when you're depressed and can't relate and never seen love, all I witnessed was hate. I'm just trying to fill my plate and y'all wanna pull me down. I try to stay cool-headed as my heart pounds. Catch me at the bar, tossing down rounds. And once the drug's gone, back returns the frown. I'm sick of telling myself I'll be better tomorrow, when all it really brings is more pain, more sorrow. Overdue bills, you got some money I could borrow. I just got paid, and once again my pocket's hollow. I'm not trying to stress, but I have no choice. Y'all should feel blessed inside just to hear my voice, just to know my pain, just to know octane. In the booth of padded walls, cause you know I'm insane. You can ask all my friends, I'm always feeling down and out, and never feel good till the pills are in my mouth. So know what I'm about, getting money, getting healthy. It's fucked up, this world's all about being wealthy. These hard times got my face in my palms. That's why it's therapeutic for me to write this song. Will you really miss me on the day that I'm gone? Would you sacrifice your life to shelter me from harm? These hard times got my face in my palms. That's why it's therapeutic for me to write this song. Will you really miss me on the day that I'm gone? Would you sacrifice your life to shelter me from harm?
Lose up with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. The soundtrack out now. Hits by Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, Word Police, Mondal featuring Rola Without You, and Rola London. And others, visit www.derekshapiroshow.com, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Soundtrack out now. Join me, Derek Shapiro, next month, May 15th, for the next Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, with singer, songwriter, Yoli, and John Rook, who used to be a sports reporter with Channel 10 and Channel 12, and join me with another act, too, as well. We don't know who, but we'll be surprised in the next Derek Shapiro Show and the next phony call segment. Join me here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with episode number 13, May 15th. All right, now back here on White Noise Radio after the commercial, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Just remember that. Now, we're up to my next guest. Now, this next guest, okay, we've been childhood friends, okay? I used to go over his house. He used to come to mine. I went to his bar mitzvah. You know, well, this is the Jewish part now, okay?
Shalom.
Shalom. Let's go to Yarmulke on, okay?
Let's do that. We have to do that for the interview, definitely.
Yes, Baruch HaTan Oil, Heino Melech Halam. Baruch Pri, let's do the interview.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Let's get the schnapps and the wine, okay?
That's
the matzah.
We can get Octane to do a freestyle Jewish prayer or something. That'd
be
amazing.
Awesome. Yes.
Hey, you know any Hebrew over there? No?
No. We'll teach it before you're done.
Yes. Now, Lenny Schwartz, okay? Now, you're from Cranston, of course.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, a Cranstonian.
Uh-huh.
And you went to Rhode Island College.
I did.
In the same high school I did.
Yes.
Same elementary school, you know.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. We had a lot of the same things, but we didn't wear the same clothes. That's good, no.
Well, we don't want to share that in the air, but no.
No,
yeah.
No.
It was at one time.
Oh, no.
At one time.
No.
Sorry, I just embarrassed his whole family.
Yes.
Octane, whoa. I was kidding.
Now, you went to Rick, okay?
Yes, I did. Rhode Island College.
Rhode Island
right
College.
Down the road, yeah.
Yes, right down the road.
Uh-huh.
Now, for plays and acting, right?
Yep.
How did you get into acting?
Acting, it was back in high school, actually. Went to Cranston West.
Yes.
One day, someone said to me, hey, I guess I wasn't wearing my glasses, and someone said, hey, you'd be perfect for this role.
Really?
Because I used to squint, and he said, well, it was for Anything Goes, actually, the play Anything Goes. And
really?
Yeah, and he said, they said, be on stage, and I was cast as a Chinese guy, actually.
A Chinese guy?
Yeah, mostly because I squinted. It was Ching, I don't know if you ever seen the play Ching and Ling.
No.
Yeah, that was me, yep.
Really? Ching and Ling?
Yeah, that was my big start, actually.
Let's take off the glasses for a second. Let me see this. Okay. I want an egg roll. What's your response? What's your response?
Maybe a fortune cookie.
That's your response?
Maybe, who knows?
But do
yeah.
it in a Chinese voice.
Well, I can't.
You can't do that in Chinese
voice? I try.
You try, okay.
But then they cast me in some other shows, and that's how I originally started out acting and stuff.
Really?
It was, you know, I liked acting through high school, and then I went to college, and then got cast in some shows there, and Mother Courage and Her Children, played Swiss Cheese. I always get the odd kind of roles, and like, you know, like the quirky character roles.
Really?
But it was good, though. It was fun stuff. But then I just stopped doing acting. I just got into writing and started taking a math class, actually, because I failed Algebra 2. I don't want to say that on the air, but if my teacher's listening out there, look what I've become.
No, yes.
We went along, and I started writing, and it was during the math class. I started writing a script because I was bored, and
sure.
That was during a summer class, and then at the end of the class, I had an A and I had a play, so then I just went from there. So yeah.
Yep. Now I remember, like, going over your house,
yep.
And there were a lot of comic books every place. I remember you couldn't even sleep in your room. You couldn't sleep in your room, and you had to sleep on the couch because there was so many comic books.
That's actually true. I actually had a bed full of comic books, actually.
Yes.
Women loved it.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Yes, because you get to sleep on the comic books, right?
Get to sleep on the comic books. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Now, do you still love comic books? Do you still have those collections?
You should see my house.
Really?
I have boxes and boxes. When we got married... I brought my entire comic book collection over.
Really?
Basically, yeah.
So you have your wife in the studio, Sarah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Sarah, come to the Derek Shapiro Show. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. And tell me about what is it like living with the comic books?
We had to order the industrial size shoehorn, and after that, to get around the house. But I would say that the media, the mass media that one playwright produces, is fills up 90% of our house.
So. Really?
Yes, I
we have a dog in the studio. David Pezza, my producer, trying to get the dog away. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, but go ahead.
He's a ramble. He seems to like me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Lamb chops.
Yes. Yes. But go ahead, yeah.
But you know, one of the things, you know, marrying someone of a creative nature, you know, the media, you have to have a lot of things for research around the house, and you know. Of course, that means you have to search for everything else yes. around the house.
Yes. Now, honestly, I'm going to ask you this question. What is it better living with, the comic books or Lenny?
No comment. No. The man is definitely better than the myth. I love him. The collections are just an added benefit.
Yes. Now, I have a question. Would you ever write a comic book play?
Actually, I have, actually. So a couple of my shows, actually... I like to think they're comic book oriented, so you know, we actually did a show called Kung Fu Babies, which is actually about comic books, actually.
Really?
And it was a blending of comic books and kung fu movies, actually. It was pretty
really?
Cool. And theater, of course. So it was like, you know, people getting tossed around the stage. What I'm presently doing, actually, Barry Weintraub, Man of Tomorrow. I don't know if you know what a comic book graphic novel is.
No.
It's a comic book graphic novel. Is you guys know what that is? It's like a compilation of it's like a story put together in like a book format.
Yeah.
And I like to think of that like the comic books on stage kind of thing. It was pretty
okay.
cool. So yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. So.
And when was the comic book play out?
God, if Kung Fu Babies, we did it twice. We did it in 2002 and last spring in 2005, actually.
And where do you usually do your plays?
We actually have it at Bell Street Chapel, 5 Bell Street, Providence, Rhode Island, actually. It's right on right off Broadway, actually.
I thought you were doing two plays. Did you used to do it at Rick, too?
We usually rehearse at Rick. We usually have auditions at Rick. And then I used to do, when I was in college, I did some of my shows at Rick.
Okay.
I did like 2 or 3 shows there. And then after that, we started our own theater company. I think our first show was actually the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, yes. I want to ask you about that, too.
Sure.
But first, I'm going to play a song, okay?
Sure. And is it one of my songs?
No.
Is my bar mitzvah song? No.
It's your bar mitzvah. No. It's actually my wife, Rolla. We're going to debut her new song now. And it's called Love Jones off of her mixtape Obstacles Now. Here is Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Stupid to be, thinking you will not be.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show for the 18th Annual MS Walk, Sunday, April 22nd, 2007. Starting at Cranston Parkview Middle School and wander through the beautiful Roger Williams Park. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. Walk begins at 9 a.m. Sponsored by WPRI Channel 12, Eyewitness News and Fox Providence, Cumberland Farms, and some other great businesses. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are back here on White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes. I think you just lost your pants, Derek.
Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
I got to put it back
put
on.
Put it back on. All right. Yes, I had the window wide open. I'm saying I'm doing a show.
Exactly.
Yes.
It sells on eBay.
Yes, it sells on eBay. Here on www.derekshapiroshow.com first. I'll sell it. But anyway, now we're back, of course, to Lenny Schwartz, the playwright.
Yep.
And now the Derek Shapiro Show, right? No. Now, tell me about the first play that you ever done.
Oh God, that I acted in or wrote in or wrote in. First one was Anything Goes. Of course, you could also say there are Hebrew school plays. I think which I did do. I was terrible in those. So that was before, you know, that was like the underground stuff. Mm-hmm. Then I, you know, did Anything Goes, and then the first show I actually wrote was actually a show called Lost in a Daydream, which was about a stand-up comic who's trying to, you know, romantic comedy.
Really?
That's where our theater company's name comes from, Daydream Theater Company, from the Lost in a Daydream. We never redone that show. I wish we did, because I really enjoyed that show.
Yep.
But it needs to be rewritten in a lot of ways. So,
sure.
But yeah, it's a lot of things. Then the big one we did was a Scarecrow back in 99.
I remember that one. I went to that play.
Yep.
And I think
you weren't wearing any pants either.
No, I wasn't wearing any pants then either.
It was a tradition, man.
It's a tradition of the Shapiro family, you know. But Scarecrow was a true story about your life. Now,
yeah, yeah.
I found this fascinating, and you brought some comedy into the play too.
Yes, yes.
But you had an eating disorder. Right?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
And this is where the podcast's a little bit serious. But yeah. But to tell me about how you did the play and how it was meaningful to you.
It was meaningful because basically, you know, even while I was going through it, you know, I still had a lot of remnants of that, the eating disorder and stuff. And writing the script was really tough because, you know, you're going back to it. We were doing drafts with one of my advisors, who's amazing. He actually worked in New York. He worked with Pacino when he was starting out, and
really?
He was fantastic. Like, he actually took me under his wing for 3 years and probably put me through the most incredible hell I've ever been through. Almost like playwriting boot camp, almost.
Right.
I'd hand him pages. He'd be like, "This isn't good. You're not being honest with yourself." Stuff like that. It was like a grad program, but it was just like intense. Every week I just get ripped apart by this guy.
Really.
And finally he says, you know, and he finally started getting some truth with that. And as we're going along with that, you know, you start to realize some things. The last week of the show, when I was writing it, the last draft I did, I actually would go back to how I used to go through things. And when I handed him the script, he said, "This is the one. This is the script you want. This is how you want to present it." And
right.
It's kind of stuck with me when I do all my other shows now. To be honest, even from doing a comedy like Kung Fu Babies, had to be that hard on myself as far as like what I learned in those 3 years. Otherwise. Because the stuff that Professor David Burr taught me was invaluable in a lot of ways. Stuff that he taught that I don't think you can even teach. It was great. So
sure.
But going back was painful and also cathartic.
Yep.
So.
And did you know Sarah when you were going through that ordeal?
Near the end of it mostly. Yep. She would kick my behind a lot.
That's good. Like Rolla does to me now.
Exactly. When you're wearing pants.
Yes, yeah. I'm wearing pants. Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
That something gets stuck. I don't want to know. So
now, do you put yourself into plays, or do you just stay just the writing aspect?
I don't act anymore, mostly because I've enjoyed writing and directing it more. But if you actually look really close, you can actually see every part of me in every show and
really?
Every character reflected.
Really?
Sometimes, you know, even we did an all female cast. I'm like, wow, this is just me. Like, we did one.
Really?
It looks like me on stage, but it's just kind of like
really?
Things I would say, things I would do, it's ways I, you know, things you dream about, things you
really?
Talk about. You see yourself a lot in your shows, you
really?
Know? I gotta put you in a show, Derek.
Yes, you gotta put me in the show. Like,
exactly.
How's this? I'll play myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show. How's that? I'll do this. this is me acting serious. You come here for the interview now.
Really?
Listen to the Loser Stuff of the Derek Shapiro Show.
If we're auditioning for a porno, maybe.
I can take my pants off again for that. No.
What do you guys think?
Octane, what do you think, Octane?
I don't know.
He's like, no, I don't
He's
know.
What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. I'm in the next play now.
Exactly.
Now, actually, tell me about this next play.
Sure,
which
sure.
I'm a sponsor on my sponsor page, the DerekShapiroShow.com,
AutoZone.com,
winner sponsors. And there's a commercial for this play, too, I'm doing.
Yep.
Tell me about this play.
This show is actually called Barry Weintraub, Man of Tomorrow, actually. We actually did a show a couple years ago with another comic book on stage, I would say a graphic novel, called Barry Weintraub, Intergalactic Explorer.
Really?
And this is kind of not a sequel. You don't have to see the other one to see this one. But basically, this one's about getting older, you know, having kids and stuff like that. And basically, it's about a guy who's, you know, the marriage is kind of, not to say anything, but his marriage is kind of, it's kind of rocky. You know, his wife wants to further the relationship. She wants to have kids. And he can't get his Johnson to work. So it's about him being impotent and impotent in his life, and not to mention the Johnson aspect of it. But basically, it goes along.
Which isn't autobiographical.
That's not autobiographical. My wife is here to save my humility. Yes. That's great. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you a question before we go.
Yes.
What does it take to actually sit down and write a play? Because you actually work at Hollywood Video too.
Yes, I do. Yes,
and you do this. But what does it actually take? Like, do you actually like when you put away the videos or when you're sitting home? What does it take to actually write? And does Sarah help you write too?
Brass balls. I've always wanted to say that in an interview.
No, that's fine.
I feel good. That's it. Actually,
yeah. All right.
I have a set right on my desk. Yes. I'm going to go back and forth. No, just, you want to go ahead or?
I think that when you're writing a play and looking for inspiration, I think that having a job that gives you some flexibility to think and to be creative. And working in a field of media, you know, there are certain things that come along with taking a little bit of a pay cut so that you can do the things you love.
That's good.
You know, we all keep our day jobs to keep, you know, heart and soul together.
Exactly.
And writing is an expression of who we are, and our jobs don't always reflect that. So I think that Lenny capitalizes on, you know, and he meets some of the most creative, wacky and wild people at his job, and they serve some really really intense inspiration for some of his characters. And
awesome.
Yeah, we actually did a show called Memoirs of a Video Store Madman.
Really?
It was about the store, because people kept saying to me, I kept handing them flyers, and I said, you know, come see your play. And so I was like, come see the play. And they're like, well, I come see it if it's about this place. So finally, so you should write a play about this place. So finally I handed them, they're like, come see the play. They're like, you should write a play. I'm like, it is about this place. And people came. It was great.
That's awesome. Yes. Now, when is this play going to be now?
It's actually opens, it's also about turning 30 of the show, and it actually opens on my birthday weekend.
Turn 30? Oh, shit.
Can you say that in the air?
Oh, fuck. Well, it's internet radio. It's my internet radio.
Fuck.
I'm going to be 30 in June.
Really?
And you're going to be 30 as well. I forgot.
Really?
When's your birthday again?
April 13th.
And my birthday is June 7th.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You're going to be 30 years old.
That's
so
lucky, yeah.
So when's this play going to be now?
It's going to be at Bell Street Chapel, 8 o'clock each night. Okay. It's April 12th, 13th, 14th. 13th is my birthday. Come for birthday cake. You guys can come too. You know, you guys want to
come. Octane. All right.
And he's also the 2 weeks afterwards, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and the 28th. I'm sorry, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, I think, or it's the 26th, 27th, 28th. That's it, yes.
Okay, and how much to get in?
It's $10 to get in, it's $5 for students, and anyone in the studio gets in for free, even the guy with the dog over there.
All right, Dave Pezza. All right.
I love that guy.
Yes. And how do people reach you? They can call the
Daydream Theater number at 401, area code 401-290-7865.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
I actually don't have email. My wife has email. I know, but we have a website that's currently not up, www.daydreamtheatercompany.com. But if not, you can just call the number. I mean, come call me. Just, you know, don't breathe heavy, I ask. Oh, you know what? Skip that. skip that.
Yes. Actually,
well, I just knocked the microphone over.
I'm sorry. First, I'll give him the phone number. Now Lenny gave me the phone number, so now I have a great old new thing I could do phoning calls with eventually.
Oh, good stuff.
I'm
going to
get you guys. Yes.
Oh, I get back. Don't worry.
Don't.
I give as well as receive.
We'll see. No, okay. All right. And thank you again for joining me again, Lenny Schwartz.
Thank you,
today.
Derek.
Yes, my good childhood friend, Lenny Schwartz, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm going to be playing another song by Malevolent Sneakertooth. Here's Word Police here on White Noise Radio. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Daydream Theater Company, Barry Weintraub, Man of Tomorrow. Written and directed by Lenny Schwartz, produced by Jim Belanger. The dates are April 12th, 13th, 14th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 26th, 27th, 28th, starting at 8 p.m. at the Bell Street Chapel in Providence, Rhode Island. Sponsored by www.rollerzone.com and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, that was Word Police by Malevolent Sneakertooth. All right, I want to thank everybody for today's show. I want to thank my producer, Dave Pezza. I want to thank, of course, here on White Noise Radio. I want to thank my guest, Jeff Tuttle from Tennessee. I want to thank Octane. I want to thank Lenny Schwartz. Thank you. And coming up next show, we do have a great show. We have Yoli. We have some other guy from New Hampshire. I don't know yet. I'm trying to get that interview. We have another phony calls next segment. And we do have... John Rook, who used to be a sports reporter from NBC 10 and Channel 12. Other than that, I want to thank all the listeners out there. If you want to email me at DerekShapiroShow@yahoo.com. Check me on MySpace, www.myspace.com/DerekShapiroShow. Other than that, thank you to everybody. Thank you to Rola. And thank you to my website lady, Mary Codd, out of Barrington, Grower Minds. Thank you, everybody. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.